A few hours before her shift, Kitty Brown stands outside Petaluma Valley Hospital. Passing cars honk in support as about 60 nurses carry signs protesting new contract proposals. If accepted, Brown says, nurses wouldn't have steady hours. The hospital would rely more on temporary traveling nurses and would be staffed according to the number of patients in beds, not how sick those patients are. She's been here for nearly 25 years, but she worries staff turnover would skyrocket.
Everybody loves working here, and I come into the parking lot and I feel like I'm coming into my second home. So we're really vested in making sure that it stays safe for patients, that we keep high-quality nurses, and we oppose St. Joseph when we think they're doing something that's going to hurt patients or nurses.
20 miles north at Santa Rosa Memorial, another St. Joseph hospital, nurses are staging a two-day strike, protesting similar contract proposals. Nurses Carla Bedell and Nancy Sweet carry blue signs walking along Montgomery Drive. When asked about the mood on the picket line,
the morale is usually upbeat when we're all together and we're all out here in support of one another. It's when we're inside is when the morale is low.
The nurses have been here before. It's their third multi-day strike in 4 months. Their contract expired in September and they still haven't been able to agree to a new one.
We were on strike in October and November and are on strike again. There's some very critical issues left.
Sue Gadbois is the president of the Staff Nurses Association. At issue, she says, are questions about job security, traveling nurses being given priority over staff nurses, healthcare costs.
The hospital has assigned quote-unquote work days to individual nurses, and if they happen to work hours outside of their work day, they're not paid overtime.
They're also worried the hospital won't guarantee to staff to acuity, according to patient need rather than patient number. A spokeswoman for Santa Rosa Memorial says that the contract on offer addresses many of the issues raised by the Nursing Association, particularly with respect to patient care. The significant unresolved issues relate to wages and benefits, and she says they're hopeful that these can be resolved at the bargaining table. During the last negotiation session, Gadbois says, both sides hit a wall.
Regarding a compromise that we had attempted to make around when our own nurses would be canceled and travelers would work instead.
Santa Rosa Memorial says that in some circumstances, traveling nurses cannot be sent home, according to contract conditions. So to avoid double paying staff, the hospital wants the freedom to ask staff nurses to go home.
So we suggest that in circumstances like that, there is a lot of work that needs to be done in the hospital, so there would be plenty for those nurses to do.
Since mid-July, she says nurses at the hospital have filed approximately 80 reports, highlighting instances or conditions when they felt so overtaxed it was unsafe for patients.
However, that may not be the entire amount. Those are just the ones that they file with their union. When people come here for care, they need to know that the care is safe and that there's enough resources at the bedside to provide safe care.
Nurses and hospital representatives will meet again later this month. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.